This call is being recorded.
Okay, good evening. Welcome to the Cabazon Water District regular board meeting for Tuesday, May 19th, 2026 at 6 p.m. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready to begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And a moment of silence, remembrance for our servicemen and women. Okay, please be seated.
Roll call. Director Nala Keith.
Here.
Director Gil Perez.
Here.
Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Board Vice Chair Kathy Brock.
Here.
Board Chair Terry Tincher.
Here.
And General Manager James Clark.
Here.
Okay. We need approval for the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of April 21st, 2026. And the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of April 21st, 2026.
I make a motion to approve the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of April 21st, 2026, and the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of April 21st, 2026.
Okay, motion to approve consent calendar items A and B made by Director Carlin, second by Director Perez. Director Keith?
Aye.
Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
Board Chair Tincher?
Aye. All right, warrants none, awards of contracts none, new business, community involvement.
I don't know of any events going on over at the community center. I know they just had the trash day in the community. I don't know how that went, but
Something like 17,000 pounds of trash was collected or something. There's also the Cabazon Community Plan that's going to be on this Thursday, if nobody knows about it.
Thursday at 6 p.m.
They have one in the morning too, I think.
Yeah, from 11 to 2.
Yeah, that's
they have an information booth, and then the actual meeting is 6 to 8.
Okay.
All right. Old business updates. Cabazon Water District Operations Report.
So we finally got a timeline for the Well 2 project being started. That starts in 2 weeks from now. I guess they were out sick. They had some health issues, so that's why they didn't start there earlier. And then Well 4 SCADA will be installed. I put the next 2 weeks, but most likely it's going to be a month from now, because we added the SCADA for the telehydrants. So just so you guys know, those telehydrants, the clay valves on them were opening on their own. They're getting a signal called to them, and they were just opening on their own without us knowing. And so we're going to install those. We're going to connect those to our SCADA panel, so when they do open, we'll get an alarm for it, and we'll know that the telehydrants are opening so that we won't be draining our reservoirs. So that's why that's going to take a little bit longer than expected. But most of that work will be done in-house, so it shouldn't cost us anything for the telehydrants. And then we are still negotiating with the property owners for Ramona to purchase that for the new well. The owner for that property was out of the country for a month, and when she got back, she decided that she didn't want to sell the property. That was last Thursday, and then now it's back up on the market today. So we're kind of going through this little negotiation process with her. And then what's not on here is I spoke with Matt today about the generators, so he's looking into that, and he's thinking that the funding is not going to be there this year, so in the next fiscal year's budget, they're probably going to have the funding for that. But he's going to see if San Gregorio Pass can just kind of, I think, what is that called, the gap funding, mm-hmm. where they can just kind of purchase them ahead of time, and then when we get the reimbursement, we'll just pay them back. So that's the update on the generators.
I guess that's it. Our new billing system, it's been going pretty good. If anyone does have any issues paying online, though, have them reach out to us, because their account number might have changed. But everything's been going smoothly, and the website is working. So if it's not working for a specific person, it might have to do with their account number changing. If you guys, if you have any of, had any of those issues, or if you know anyone. But I think that's it.
All right. Discussion update. Reports on meetings attended by CWD Board of Directors.
On 5-4, I did the San Bruno Pass Water Agency. They had their meeting at a special time and everything for special recognition for Thomas Todd, their retiring chief financial officer. There wasn't really anything to report. They had a water rates increase presentation. And then on yesterday, I also did San Bruno Pass Water Agency, and it, mainly they had updates and everything, though. I did think it was pretty cool. They had a pipeline lining video about their County Line Road Recharge Basin project, and I thought it was really cool the way the whole pipes are lined and everything and how they cook them. But that's about it, and I'm sure Sarah will do any of the other ones.
Did you go in there?
Yes.
Pretty cool. Huh?
Yeah.
We were
did you get good at it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it? All right. Okay, discussion updates with San Bruno Pass Water Agency Director, Sarah Morco.
Hello.
Hello.
Are we trying to break records tonight?
We are definitely going to break records.
I mean, I could inform you guys on some stuff. First thing, about the epoxy, so I guess they put this, like, pipe through the old pipe. It's going to last for 50 to 100 years. I did ask. It is safe for drinking water, even though we deal with just raw water. So it's not going to be leaching or anything into there, but it's a way to kind of rehabilitate a pipe. But you guys went and saw it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I went up to Sacramento for Aqua. That was absolutely fantastic. I got to see the Capitol. Newsom came and talked. I flew back, but I got to watch that online. So that was very insightful. Evelyn, did you get these flyers on the FireWise? Okay. So I remember I was going to Banning Heights, and they were talking about this FireWise community stuff, where they had a meeting yesterday, but it was the same time as my meeting, so I didn't get to go. But this is basically what I was talking about, where if a community can become FireWise, then you can get a discount, up to like 20% discount on the California Fair Plan. So somebody wants to, we're doing a workshop on it on June 14th at 10 a.m. So I will give you a couple copies if you want to make some more copies. But that's going to be at in Beaumont at Noble Creek. I've looked into it. It looks like you have to volunteer for like 1 hour every year cleaning up and doing things. I'm not sure what all this entails, so I'm really excited about going to one of these workshops.
So it's going to be when?
June 14th is the Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, Sunday at Noble Creek. 10 a.m. at Noble Creek,
yeah. Free lunch, not doing any giveaways this time, but lunch.
So what is that one going to be?
This is about the FireWise.
Just explaining it?
Right now it's talking about the FireWise landscaping workshop. I haven't really talked to Gabby on this, but down here at the bottom it does say FireWise Community Concepts. So I'm hoping that they do talk about that, and if there's people there, I'll definitely push them for questions on how do we do this, how do we become this, how does this work. I'll give her some copies of that. We did talk about kind of the bigger concept that we're working here is, and this is what I would like to see. So I'm learning a lot, right? And I'm finally getting my feet wet, and I've got an understanding of what's going on basically. But so our water here, we don't have a connection to the State Water Project, right? The water stops in Beaumont. Most everybody knows that. So Coachella Valley, the desert, is on the State Water Project too. They just do paper trades with Metropolitan Water, which goes through our mountains. And so they are getting water from Met. And Met is taking water from the Colorado River Project.
The aqueduct.
Yeah. That's the whitewater water that you see coming in, and then it goes over there. So the Colorado, I went to Urban Water, and we heard a lot of people from different states talking about the Colorado River, and it was absolutely devastating that we did it in Palm Desert with all these golf courses and, you know, everything's really green. But the Colorado is taking a hit right now. It's not as flush as it used to be, right? So, and there's a lot. California has a more senior right than, say, Nevada has a right to it, and also Arizona has a right to it. What I would love to see happen is from where we get water over the mountain in San Bernardino, it's called Devil's Canyon. Want to get you guys on a water tour there. Really want to get you there. Met takes some water, so it goes down to Lake Paris. It goes down to Diamond Valley from there. Well, no, it goes from the aqueduct to Diamond Valley. But if we could get them to kind of help make a big runway all the way from San Bernardino all the way to the desert, then there we could actually get like a recharge for California State Water Project. Because I'd rather see State Water Project water going in here than the Colorado River water, because it's salty. We don't want the salt. We don't want the salt in our perfect little aquifer, right? So that's kind of just an update on what's going on there. That's what I would like to see. This hasn't been voted on or anything, but these are just kind of beginning talkings. If we could get a giant pipeline and we can get the desert to actually connect to the State Water Project, maybe that would, again, it's just ideas now, so... any questions on that? That's kind of a lot of big concepts, right? I'm trying to get the water here.
See, would the backbone help with all of that?
That would be kind of like a backbone. They are working on like different ways to like get the water to here, even without that project. I would love to see them take a huge pipe and have other agencies help us pay for that to get it all the way down there. But even if we could get water just to Whitewater, which is right there at the end, then they could tie into it if they needed to and help pay for the pipeline. So, again, still all just concepts, still all just ideas. Nothing's in stone or anything, but that's what I would like to see happen. Other than that, Banning Heights is doing a ribbon cutting for, they got a new reservoir that they did the gap funding on. June 11th. I don't know if it's an open invitation, but I will ask and see. But they did the gap funding on that, so we're the pioneers of the gap. You guys are the pioneers of the gap funding. So more people that we can get onto that, the better that these agencies that don't actually get drops of water from us can benefit from.
Where did they put the reservoir at? Where did they put the reservoir?
They put the reservoir up. It's up Bluff, all the way up.
That's the old one.
What?
It's next to the old one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's next to the old one.
Oh, okay.
They've been up there before.
Yeah.
They have that old, I think it was a 200,000-gallon tank.
Yeah, this is a million.
And
they have
a million now, right?
Yeah. It's a really pretty, like, I saw a picture of this thing, and I was like, ooh, that's a really, it's like hunter green. It's really pretty. But that's going to also feed the 7th telehydrant in the area. So, and that one's funded by flood control. So, you guys got any questions for me? That's a lot.
Thanks.
Thank you, Sarah.
All right. Well, let's move on to public comments. No?
You gotta stop so you don't break the record, man. Like.
I'm sorry, but
I can get up there and draw. I can draw some pictures. And
we're gonna break the record tonight. That's all there is to it. Future agenda items.
Budget's going on to the agenda next month.
Next month we're talking about agendas, or budgets. It's going to be a long meeting.
I wanted to look into, because I know there was some stuff changing with the something. I couldn't find anything about it, though, so... I guess I'll just work on printing them if I don't hear anything about those rules changing.
I was wondering if it was still on the agenda.
I guess, I mean, I'm not putting it on the board packet, but I can print them for sure.
Okay. I think that's it. Management comments?
Nothing for me.
For the courses that you all need to take, I will get those all set up this month. I know there was an ethics one that I sent you guys a link for RCAC, but it just passed. I know Taffy attended that one. Sometimes RCAC has some, but I don't think they'll have any in the next month. Yeah, so it'll be another 6 months. So you guys will have to do that different one. But I'll send you all that information in your emails, and then I'll call you to let you know to check your emails.
That property doesn't go through, we're going to try to keep finding property, right? And I found this one I was mentioning to Terry earlier. There's a property just south of this train tracks right here on Broadway, and it's kind of like a triangle shaped. It's about $30,000-something. So we're going to talk to the engineers Thursday when we see them and just see if that's going to be feasible and if they'll let us put a well there. And just in case that property that we're bidding on doesn't go through, we can have a backup plan because we don't want to lose the money or the funding for this this new well. So just throwing that out there just in case.
Also with the courses that you guys need to take, there's another one, some financial one that I think you're going to need to take too. But I was talking to Marcella over at San Antonio Pass Water Agency, and she was saying they might be having it. They're looking into possibly having it there, and then just everyone can all attend it there, or something like that. I don't know if you heard anything about that.
Yeah, we just heard pending.
But she said she'll let me know once she finds
out. New class. Okay, board member comments. All right, well, there's some miscellaneous stuff here that you can all look at. Next board meeting is 6:16, 5 p.m. finance and audit, 6 p.m. is the regular board meeting. The MAC meeting is 6:11, and there's another word right below that.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Look at that.
Motion to adjourn at 6:17, made by Board Vice Chair Brock and second by Director Carlin. Director Keith?
Aye.
Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Tincher?
Aye.
In all fairness, you go over a lot of it when you're walking forward.